This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. MTHFR gene variants respond better to riboflavin than folate for blood pressure control. A specific genetic variant affecting 10% of European and US populations may require targeted riboflavin supplementation rather than the widely promoted methylfolate to achieve optimal blood pressure control. Clinical trials demonstrate that individuals carrying the MTHFR C677TTT variant show dramatically improved responses to low-dose vitamin B2 therapy. 13 millimeter systolic blood pressure with 1.6 mg daily riboflavin in MTHFR-TT carriers. Blood pressure response to riboflavin by MTHFR genotype, systolic BP reduction after 16 weeks of 1.6 mg daily riboflavin supplementation, TT carriers, 13 millimeter drank, CT carriers, 1 mL, TC carriers, 1 ERK. Source, Horgan et al., Hypertension 2010. Georgian Medical Journal News, genetic variant creates treatment-resistant hypertension. The MTHFR enzyme converts folate between different forms, but requires FAD, a cofactor derived from riboflavin, to function properly. According to Horgan et al., Hypertension, 2010, the C677TTT variant produces a thermolabile enzyme that loses its FAD cofactor more readily than normal variants. Without adequate vitamin B2, this defective enzyme underperforms, leading to homocysteine accumulation and elevated blood pressure. Horgan et al. Found that only 37% of TT carriers on standard antihypertensive medication achieved target blood pressure levels below 140/90 mmHg, compared to 64% of CC carriers. This represents a significant treatment gap in clinical practice. Targeted supplementation shows dramatic results. In the controlled trial by Horgan et al. Of hypertensive cardiovascular patients prescreened by genotype, researchers administered 1.6 mg daily riboflavin for 16 weeks. The results were genotype-specific and clinically significant. TT carriers experienced a reduction in systolic blood pressure from 144 to 131 mmHg, while CC and CT carriers showed no meaningful change. The intervention dose represents only a modest increase above standard dietary recommendations. Wilson et al. Demonstrated the sustainability of this effect in a 4-year follow-up study of the original cohort. Clinical implications for personalized treatment. A separate trial by the same Ulster University research group confirmed the blood pressure lowering effect in hypertensive patients without overt cardiovascular disease. The consistency across different patient populations suggests robust therapeutic potential for genotype-guided riboflavin supplementation. The findings challenge current wellness industry focus on methylfolate for MTHFR variants. While folate metabolism receives significant attention in nutritional genomics discussions, the clinical evidence points to riboflavin deficiency as the primary bottleneck for TT carriers. This represents a fundamental shift in understanding MTHFR-related interventions. However, most supporting evidence originates from a single research group, despite solid individual trial data and well-characterized mechanisms. Independent replication studies remain limited, highlighting the need for broader validation of these genotype-specific interventions. Only 37% of MTHFR-TT carriers on antihypertensive medication reached target blood pressure, compared to 64% of CC carriers, a treatment-resistant gap that riboflavin supplementation effectively closed. Horgan et al., Ulster University, Hypertension, 2010. Key takeaways: MTHFR 677TTT carriers show treatment-resistant hypertension according to Horgan et al. Low-dose riboflavin, 0.6 mg daily, reduces systolic BP by 13 mmHg in TT carriers specifically, Horgan et al., 2010. Current wellness focus on methylfolate may miss the primary therapeutic target for this genetic variant. Frequently asked questions: how do I know if I carry the MTHFR C677TTT variant? Genetic testing through direct-to-consumer services or clinical laboratories can identify MTHFR variants. However, consulting with a healthcare provider familiar with nutrigenomics is recommended before making supplementation decisions based on genetic results. Is 1.6 mg of riboflavin safe for long-term use? Riboflavin is water-soluble with low toxicity risk, but sustained supplementation should be discussed with a healthcare provider, particularly for individuals on blood pressure medications. Why isn't riboflavin more widely recommended for MTHFR variants? Most wellness industry discussion focuses on folate pathways rather than cofactor requirements. The clinical evidence for riboflavin comes primarily from one research group, though the mechanism is well established and results are consistent across multiple trials. The growing field of personalized nutrition increasingly recognizes the importance of matching interventions to individual genetic profiles. As genetic testing becomes more accessible and affordable, healthcare providers may need to reconsider standard approaches to common variants like MTHFR C677T. The Ulster University findings suggest that simple, low-dose cofactor supplementation could address treatment-resistant hypertension in a significant subset of patients who might otherwise require multiple medications or higher doses to achieve blood pressure control. Source: MTHFR is one of the most discussed genes in the wellness space. At context, gene variants respond better to riboflavin than folate for blood pressure control. Description: MTHFR gene variants respond better to riboflavin than folate for blood pressure control. Clinical evidence shows 13 mmHg reduction with targeted B2 supplementation in TT carriers. Author: Type Organization, named GMJ Editorial Team. Publisher: At Type Organization, named GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published: 2026-521. Date modified: 2026. At context: Do I know if I carry the MTHFR C677T TT variant? Accepted answer: Text, genetic testing through direct-to-consumer services or clinical laboratories can identify MTHFR variants. However, consulting with a healthcare provider familiar with nutrigenomics is recommended before making supplementation decisions based on genetic results. Question: Name, is 1.6 mg of riboflavin safe for long-term use? Accepted answer: Type. Answer: Text. Riboflavin is water-soluble with low toxicity risk, but sustained supplementation should be discussed with a healthcare provider, particularly for individuals on blood pressure medications. At type: Question. Name: Why isn't riboflavin more widely recommended for MTHFR variants? Accepted answer: At type. Answer: Text. Most wellness industry discussion focuses on folate pathways rather than cofactor requirements. The clinical evidence for riboflavin comes primarily from one research group, though the mechanism is well established and results are consistent across multiple trials.